And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're talking showtime.
Oh, it is
here. The Fred Hall Del Mar Show is here. It starts this Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and we have Bart and Mike from the Fred Hall Show talking all kinds of great stuff. So much to talk about right
now. It is, and I can't wait for the Del Mar. I know we say it every year, and it's almost become a cliche thing, but I do. I really enjoy the Del Mar Show. I think more the display at Long Beach is incredible, but you get the time to really get to talk to everybody at Del Mar, and that's what I like. You know, I mean, from the tackle end of things, that's what I enjoy the most, and you know, that's just our side of Fisherman's Landing, but that's what a guy does. They come to the show, and you have the time to really figure out, you know, if a guy was wanting to buy fishing tackle or go on a fishing trip or something, you get all the time, you know, that you need to get your questions completely answered, and it's just cool. It's a really cool vibe at Del Mar. I can't wait. It's going to be such a fun show.
It is going to be fun, and everybody that calls and gets on the air with us today or is still on hold at the end of the show gets a ticket to go to Del Mar.
How cool is that, dude?
Yeah,
how cool is that?
Martin and Mike, they'll be waiting for you in Wheel Call right there at the Del Mar Fairgrounds starting at noon on Thursday, right?
Noon on Thursday, noon on Friday, 10 on Saturday, and 10 on Sunday.
Wow. Goes till 8 o'clock Thursday and Friday.
No, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 o'clock, and then on Saturday we close at 6. That's Sunday we close at 6.
And at Sunday at 4:30 on the Cousin Stage,
yes,
which is in the same building as the Ford display. You'll
yes
see the brand new F-150, 2015 F-150, the same place where you'll get that voucher to go get a free Akuma rod and reel at your Ford dealer in San Diego.
Right.
That stage right there will be the site for one incredible giveaway for Friends of Rollo, right, Mike?
Yes, actually, I think they're going to kick that off at 4:45, but during that time frame, you'll want to get there at 4:30, probably be a little bit of a crowd waiting to find out how that all is going to play out. And unlike the previous years, rather than have one big, giant prize, we're actually going to be awarding, I think the number is 54 prizes, which are going to be given away that day on that stage, and they will range from really something that is priceless, and that would be a trip for four to Hawaii to fish on the Maui Jim yacht for 2 days of fishing, four night stay for four people, airfare included. That is really a wonderful
so cool
prize.
All for a $10 ticket.
$10 is what it costs to support Friends of Rollo with this annual drawing, and that qualifies you for all of the prizes that we're going to give away.
I think you better buy at least a dozen tickets.
There is a lot of prizes.
A lot of really high-end prizes,
quality prizes.
Better chance to win than you could possibly imagine than this year.
I would agree, because we're giving away so much more stuff. And the way we're going to actually do this is we're going to take the top 10 prizes, and we're going to draw those first. We're not going to reveal those names. We're just going to draw the 12 envelopes or the 12 tickets, put them in an envelope, and then we're going to give away all the rest of the prizes, and then we will back up to those first 12 that we drew. And what will happen is those 12 will get to select from those top 12 prizes.
That's cool.
So someone, if they don't want to go to Maui, they could
maybe on the Royal Polaris.
A Royal Polaris long-range trip.
Wow.
They might pick that USA-made Cushman scooter, which is available. So everybody is going to get to pick out of that pool if you're in the top 12.
Okay, so after the 12, then the first ticket will have choice. Go back.
Exactly. Once we get to that 12, then we'll notify them in the order that they're drawn. And
what if they're not there?
Well, I'm thinking a lot of these people may not be there
because
we've been selling these tickets now throughout different events. And so if Rick, for instance, was selected, we would call Rick, and let's say he's number one. Rick, you get to choose from 12 of these top items. Which one would you like? And he picks whatever he wants, and then we call Pete, and we
say, what if Rick doesn't answer the phone?
Well, then what we'll do is we're going to actually wait until we can get a hold of him this may take a week to get this process done.
Sure.
But we're going to let these guys pick in order, and if it takes a week to let them pick their prizes, we want them to have things that they really can use and want.
Yeah, so if you're going to be at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 445 on the Cousins stage, right there in the
on
big
Sunday,
tent,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Ford display, you'll be able to participate this. But we will not be broadcasting it live here on the Mighty 1090 this year, but you'll be notified if you're one of the winners.
You will, and we will notify, or we will post the winners' names. I would imagine we'll do that both on the Friends of Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, and on their Facebook page.
That's so buy your tickets at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, $10 each, and all of that money goes to taking kids fishing. And I want to say hats off to Jim Holden, our new director, who's done a fantastic job working with Mike and Tim and the rest of the board this year making this all happen.
Let me add one more thing to that prize list. Two of those 12 items are going to be tickets to participate in the Tuna War challenge.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to give away two spots, on that. And for those of you that don't know, Tuna War is the Wicked Tuna Captains competing with their team for the title of the Tuna War First Annual, which will take place in mid-June on the boats Eclipse and Tribute.
Speaking of Eclipse, Captain Mark Gillette's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good timing.
Tuna War is aboard the Eclipse. Sounds like fun, huh?
I was just going to mention that there. I talked to my passengers on this last trip, and I have a pretty good feeling that trip on our boat is going to sell out here. People got really excited about doing that trip.
Now, who's going to be on which boat? We have the Eclipse and the Tribute, both out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and we have Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa, and then is he going to be on your boat, or is he going to be on the Tribute?
I believe that Paul is going to be on the Tribute, and Captain Marciano is going to be on the Eclipse.
Captain
Dave
Marciano.
That's always subject to change, but I believe that's the plan for now.
All right.
That's going to be so much fun,
either
Mark.
Way you go, you got two of the top guys and two of my favorite guys on that great TV show.
And if anybody wants to get on that trip and they want to select the team that their favorite captain, they can sign up right now. All they have to do is go to the Friends of Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, contact Jim Holden. There's a flyer sheet up there on how to do that, and get your name on the boat that you want to fish, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of free giveaways on. The tickets are $1,000, is that right?
$1,000 donation to Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
Get you a spot on the boat and participation in all the activities that surround it.
Yeah, in addition to great prize packages, great things to give away, and going to be a lot. I mean, the trip sold out instantly last year, so I'm surprised that we're even still talking about spots available at this point.
And being able to spend a couple days with your favorite Wicked Tuna captain
and
getting all the laughs that are going to go along with it's a really special opportunity.
Yeah, it is, and that's really very generous of you, Mark Gillette, for putting that together aboard your beautiful boat, the Eclipse.
Oh, thank you. Well, we couldn't figure a better way to help out Friends of Rollo. So, like to get kids out fishing anytime we can, and they've done a great job over the last, like, what is it, 10 years now, seems like, or
yeah,
a little longer?
A little longer, I believe. Yeah, for sure. So, what's been going on aboard the Eclipse?
Well, we just got back in from a 2.5-day trip, and boy, we stunk up the joint really good. We zigged when we should have zagged, We missed, and that's not really why I'm calling. What I'm calling is that I had enough of the beach fishing yesterday. We went down to San Martin our first day. I saw that water chart at 65-degree water, and had thoughts of grandeur. We were going to get down there and put the wood to the yellowtail, and they just were not there. I think that whole coastline, for the most part, there's little spots of yellowtail around, but I think that coastline is going through a early season transition, to be honest with you. Second day, we decided to go offshore and look around. I felt we had just as good a chance to catch something there. Unfortunately, we did not catch anything. We did hook two bluefin and got one right to the boat about 60 pounds before it decided to dislodge itself. But it was good conditions. Water temperature is as high as 66.5 degrees offshore. So I think we're going to see some offshore fishing here very, very soon.
Yeah,
boy, that's
wow.
Great news
that's
for coming up.
Pretty amazing there. 65 degrees already?
So, yeah, we had 65.8 on the low end, and we had 66.4 on the high end. And We saw spots of bluefin around, one spot that we couldn't even get close to it, but they were, and that was at 85 miles of Mission Bay, and those fish were, they were solid 150 pounders. Just a lot of life. Saw some kelp, they had bait on them, beautiful clean blue water. I just think it's only a matter of time. I can't ever recall seeing water like that in March.
Yeah. So what's next for the Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing there?
Oh, we got some charters this weekend, and I think after that we'll probably go back online for a day and a half, depending on interest. You know, well, like I said, it's only a matter of time, and you got to go kind of week to week with everything. I know the Pacific Voyager did find some yellowtail down the beach there, and so there's some yellowtail down there, that call net grade fish that we were looking for. He located that yesterday, so that's a positive. We got the commander out of Long Beach fishing the Cortez Bank. He had a very good trip yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, he's doing day-and-a-half trips there, and he had a very good trip on his one-day trip on last Tuesday night, a very good yellowtail fishing at San Clemente Island.
Oh, I heard San Clemente's loaded. So somebody wants to climb aboard the Eclipse or the Commander, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, on the Eclipse, just go to either our website, theeclipsesportfishing.com, if you want to go on the Commander, longbeachsportfishing.com, and my phone number, if you need any help booking a charter, I can help you out with that, 619-518-8701.
All right, Mark. Nice to hear from you. Thanks
report.
A lot.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot, by the way, for our trip earlier in the year, the Fred Hall crew trip.
We love doing it, Bart. We can't wait to see you guys next year. And I'm looking forward to Del Mar show. And much as I love the Long Beach show and the hustle and bustle and the electricity that goes with that show, I sure like the Del Mar show. It's that, like Rick was saying, it's a little more personal one-on-one time with our folks. And speaking of folks, I mean, our passengers on this last trip, I mean, they took it on the shoulder, right on the chin with us, and they kept in good spirits and had a great time, and just a very special thank you for everybody that came out fishing with us on that last 2.5 day trip. So,
well, you know, it's fishing, you know, it's not catching. And
that's it.
You know, when we went out with you, we were limited with 20 guys in an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
not what
so,
you do.
That was catching.
Yeah, that was catching.
Yeah.
Good
so,
job,
Mark. We're going to see you in the C4 Sport Fishing booth, right?
No, we have our own booth there. We have the Eclipse booth there. So we'll be over on our booth there.
And you'll be doing Eclipse and Commander in your booth.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark. We'll see you Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, bye. You too. Ken from Ken's Custom Reels. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Morning, guys. Hey,
morning,
Mark.
Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Busy.
Hey, Rick.
Every time I walk by your booth in Long Beach, I mean, I couldn't even get
it
near it to wave at you.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That was a fun show up there. My gosh, the people.
No, I waved at him. He couldn't wave back because he was always busy with his hands doing something.
Hey, Rick, I'm surprised you're there this morning.
Bright-eyed and ready to roll, my friend.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody, if you guys out there listening need reels repaired in a big hurry, if you bring them to the show, we will be fixing reels there in the booth.
On site, right there.
Same day service. We'll do everything we can to get them back out to you before you leave the show. And just as a side note, Wes, who is the man, he set a new personal record at Long Beach on Saturday. He serviced 32 reels standing there Saturday. 32 reels. Think about that, Rick.
In a day.
That's
in between everybody like me and Pete and everybody else waving, hey, Wes, how's it going? And high-fiving and everything. I mean, think about that. Think about what it would take to do 32 reels in a day, period, let alone.
What was his previous record?
That's crazy.
I'm more impressed with his previous record. That was last year on Saturday. He did 30, and if you guys remember, we had a blackout.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So he did a couple reels in the dark with cell phone flashlights on him. So
that's crazy.
By the way, Ken, you can add one folding pocket knife to Saturday's count because he repaired that for me also on Saturday.
There you go.
32 and a pocket knife.
Yep.
How about that? Well, so you'll be at Del Mar. Bring your reel out. Have a same-day service from one of the best, Ken's Custom Reels, right there in the main hall, right? You'll be in the same,
right in the middle,
same
spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Center.
And you'll be happy to know the T-Motion side's doing just fine up there, Ken.
That's good.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call this morning. We'll see you Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
All right. Hey, well, with that, let's also find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report. And the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by. And today, that catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The big fish season is going on right now, and that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hook is the one putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and be sure to take advantage of those great deals at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show.
You bet. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Bart, Mike, Pete,
Dave.
Rick.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, we're in a big hurry here, so I'm going to fly through it as fast as I can. I'm out here on a new 28-foot Parker with my new buddy Steve. We're going to go kill some fish today. But, hey, Bart, Mike, thank you very much for just all the help you do to me. I had a phenomenal show. Every one of my seminars were packed, and I expect it to be the same when I kick the show off on Thursday at 11:30 in the morning. I'll be doing a seminar down there. So thank you guys very much for all that. Into the fishing, guys. The fishing is off the hook. If you're not fishing right now, I don't even know why. I know you're not going to fish on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday because you're going to the show. But other than that, you got to get out and go fishing. Just throw a dart anywhere on the coast and go fish. It doesn't matter. There's yellowtail everywhere, rockfish everywhere, bonita everywhere, bass everywhere. It's phenomenal fishing right now. I can't even tell you where to go because it's everywhere. We're going out here and going to go fish the 150 today, try to find some bigger yellowtail, Steve and I. So keep your eyes peeled on Fish Dope and Bloody Decks and Facebook. Look for what we do today. And thank you guys for letting me be on the show.
All right, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good luck out there, and we'll see you Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
You got it, guys. Thank you very much, and I'll see you Thursday.
Thanks,
right,
Dave.
Good luck.
Dave.
And, of course, if you want to keep track of what Dave's doing and where to catch the fish, it's fishdope.com. They'll be at the show offering a special discount, and if you use the code, you just go up to them and go, I'm a new member. I hear it on Let's Talk Hookup. I got to be a part of this. And you say hookup 1090, they're going to give you $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just walk up to the BD Outdoors fishdope.com booth, tell them you want to join. And if you're not a member, like Dave says, why not?
They have such a cool display there, too, with a big computer monitor set up showing all the features of Fish Dope.
And they have a lot of new features.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And Jason or one of the Fish Dope representatives will be there literally walking you through it. And that's the whole key is, you know, all of us can pay our money and get those great Fish Dopes. You know, Dave is passing the info. Danny puts all his great info. That's no-brainer. You click on it, and you get an overview of everything that's going on. But there's so much more to it that you're getting access to. All the charts and the weather and everything that those guys do. And so cool that you can hands-on talk to the guys. And even if you've been a member for years, what a great opportunity to go to the show and talk to the guys and figure out how to use it better.
No question about it. Fishdope.com. See them at the show.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable Jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 compact vacuum and the M18 cordless shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Co.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. People often ask me, what is a Fred Hall Show? Well, it's San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. I love these shows not just because my family name is on them, but because generations of Californians have grown up loving these events with me. Every year the shows are different, but this year we'll be celebrating the greatest saltwater fishing season in over 30 years. We believe that this will be the best San Diego Fred Hall show ever. The show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, and international travel exhibits. There are over 200 interesting seminars and dozens of family fun activities, including the world's greatest knife thrower. There will be more boats on display than ever before. My grandchildren keep asking if it's time for Papa's show. Yes, it's time for Papa's show, the exceptional Fred Hall show, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show! Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Very patient callers on the line. We're going to start this one off with Ed, who's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hey, about the CCA, can you tell me, is that tax deductible?
It's a 501c3.
Yeah, it's a 501c3.
So
yeah.
I'm not a tax guy, but I would say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and also I have another question here. What about fishing clubs? Is there like one fee for a fishing club that would cover everybody?
No,
they don't do that.
Yeah, and here's what the other thing too is: CCA's strength across the nation is in chapters, and we're working on developing the first chapter here, actually in San Diego.
In San Diego, we'll be the first California.
And we're working with the head guys there to put together the first chapter. So if you're a member of a fishing club, and you want to be in as one of the first chapters of CCA California, contact us. Contact me or any of the people, and we'll put you in touch with the right people and get your club as being one of the first chapters.
A state this size, it would not be at all unrealistic to think that down the road we have 25 or more chapters up and down the entire state, and logically, fishing clubs that are already organized and already passionate about this would be the logical way to get those chapters formed. And then each of those chapters would be responsible for a volunteer board and what goals they set for themselves, and maybe an annual fundraiser of some type. It could be a tournament. It could be a dinner. It could be just about anything you can think of that would help the cause. And you have control over that as your fishing club. So,
and think about this. So you have a national organization with national goals, national reach, national connections. Then we have a state board. We're all on the state board, and the state, we're setting goals for the state. But then every chapter has its own goals. And so the strength of the CCA is in the individuals. That's why they want. That's why there's really only individual memberships. You can have a lifetime membership, but it's for individuals.
And they sold, I mean, Harold Davis was amazing. $1,000 for a lifetime membership sold a lot of lifetime memberships.
And so that's the thing. So it's really specific to where you are, but also backed up by national interests. So it's an amazing business model, and we think it's really going to be successful here.
Indeed. We need it.
We definitely need it
in this state. Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Buzz Brisendine from the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Bart, and Mike. You guys are having a great show. I just wanted to, not that anybody else needs something to whip them into a frenzy, but we've got recent reports of Kilpatty area that's got the good grade yellows on it, as well as some skipjack caught in the same area.
Sweet. Oh, no way. There's
check
a,
the calendar.
Yeah,
here.
There's a, maybe a site for something to come, huh?
Well, you know, we've been looking at the terrapin all winter and seeing warmer than normal water in places that are just kind of off the grid enough where nobody's checked them out. So maybe this report and the eye in the sky going up and April coming along will just kick it off.
Wow.
That's
so
awesome
how
news,
is that
Buzz.
Within one day range, Buzz?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's good news.
And,
cool.
And Buzz, all those anglers that don't want those skipjack, you can bring them back and give them to me. They make great pokey.
Do they? Right. Yeah. You know, Buzz, I believe it was Noah, but whoever makes these El Nino predictions announced that we are going to officially have a real El Nino in the fall.
80% chance of strong El Nino in the fall.
Yeah. So what do you think that means, Buzz?
Oh, I can't see how it could be much better than last year. But I'll tell you, I'm as excited as the next guy to see what it brings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, bluefin tuna in the vicinity all year long. And just as an example of the warm conditions we had, there's already been a couple of turtles seen.
Wow.
Out, one at Collinette, I know, and one at, out on the bank.
And Catalina, too. I believe Dave, said that there was a turtle at Catalina, too. So
cool.
Amazing stuff.
Bizarre. All right. Well, what's the schedule for the Prowler, Buzz?
This coming weekend, we leave Friday night. We're going to take advantage of some of this yellowtail that's popped up coastal. We're going to run a rock pile / coastal Baja trip, primarily looking for yellowtail, but also, rockfish. Leave at 10 o'clock from Fisherman's Landing.
All right. How do we book it?
You can call the landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
All right, or you can book right online at fishermanslanding.com.
Thanks, Pete. I forget that.
That's all right. A lot of people do, and it's a great resource there for sure. Buzz,
right.
Thanks a lot for the call and the great news.
All right, great show, guys, and I'll see you Thursday.
All right,
see
we'll see you at the show.
Okay.
You'll be in the Fisherman's Landing booth?
I will be walking around, but
okay.
I will stop by.
All right, very good. Thanks, Buzz. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, hey, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones, this time talking to Doug, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Doug.
Good morning. Hey, regarding electronics, I did not get to the Long Beach show, and I know that Johnson Hicks had a big electronics show there. I'm needing a new fish finder, chart plotter, and are they going to be there, or is there somebody there that's going to be doing electronics? And also, Rick, is your boss going to have those fishing rods that he talked about on your show earlier this month?
Well, I'll take that one. And yes, you know, we talked about it when we were on the show, those $29 rods, or the shows that we're selling for $29. I mean, they're rods that we sell for, you know, $89 in the shop. And they ran out in Long Beach, but we specifically held some for Del Mar, so it wouldn't only be a special that we had in one. So, yes, we have a fresh batch, completely not picked through, that will be going out. Totally sold out in Long Beach, but we will have them for sure every day of the Del Mar show.
There you go.
And Johnson Hicks had a wonderful display, and they were fully prepared to come to Del Mar, but they are so busy with the follow-up from Long Beach that they just didn't have the staff to get down here.
Wow.
So, no, they will not be here. Hopefully, they'll be here next year.
What an opportunity for somebody in electronics
in
Del Mar.
I know.
Yeah, I was talking to Scott from Simrad about do you realize how many people have big boats that need electronics in San Diego?
Well, you know, in the years that Johnson Hicks has been doing our Long Beach show, which I think is now about 6 or 7 years, each year they seem to do it a little larger, they have grown their business. They're based in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
But
yes,
they've grown their business to the point now where they're doing a very significant amount of business here in San Diego. And they have installers that work down in this area, even though they're based out of Santa Cruz. So if you're looking for electronics, don't hesitate contacting them. They take care of your needs down here as well.
They do an excellent job, and hopefully next year we'll have somebody.
Yeah, they just ran out of time and product. You know?
Too busy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. There's so much good product.
Yeah.
The new Simrad stuff is beyond incredible. I'm having some of that put on my boat. Because the product on my boat now is maybe 5 years old. It's old.
Right.
I mean,
five years is old.
Yeah. and I need the new stuff. They showed me the new stuff. It's like, I gotta have it. So stay tuned. I'll have more information once we get it installed on the boat.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning,
Tom in San Diego. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Rick, I have a question for you on a two-speed reel for a 40-pound setup. But first, I want to say, Bart, how big was the Fred Hall show in Long Beach? I got there early to volunteer for Friends of Rollo. I'm going to help out with CCA and down in Del Mar. But I walked around for a little while, and then when I got to the booth, somebody asked me, hey, where's the Fisherman's Landing booth? This was the one for the boats, not necessarily the tackle. And it was sharing the same wall behind us, but I didn't know where it was.
Pretty crazy.
And I'm glad Wayne is finally paying up. I think he paid up for me from a year ago. He may still owe me one from the last year. But
he's pretty good at paying. I will give Wayne that. He's very good at, you know, he's good.
He steps up. We have a fun time going back and forth. But anyhow, it's a great thing you do, and really appreciate it. Rick, I have my sister's boyfriend is getting into fishing, and I've given him a 30-pound setup. But I want to recommend, let's say more of an entry level. You know, doesn't have to be the finest, but in a in a two-speed reel for a 40-pound setup, more for yo-yoing, et cetera, what would you recommend to look at?
For an entry-level 40-pound two-speed, especially somebody who was just getting into it, I would say that this 100% for sure would be the time that I would buy it at the Del Mar show, because there are several manufacturers that offer that reel that have some pretty killer incentives that go along with it, some of them being a free rod, some of it being free line, some of it being a rod and line and get wound on at the show. So there's a lot of opportunities. I would say, budget-wise, there's just quite a few. Best thing to do would be to come to the booth. You know, there's reels from Akuma, Shimano, Daiwa, Abbott that are all at that entry-level price. And the best thing to do is to figure out which features are going to be right for him and which reels of the show. And that's what you can do at Del Mar is, you know, there's probably four two-speeds that we could put on the case that are all $300 or less, you know, most of them in that kind of $200 range, and just go over these features. These are going to be right, and this one comes with a free rod, and, you know, you can kind of make your decision that way.
But if you want the best lever drag, small two-speed reel, there's nothing that compares to the Talica by Shimano.
But by any dollar figure.
You know, by any dollar figure. Yeah, it's a little more expensive than some of them, but the old story, you get what you pay for, and you will not be sorry. I've heard so many stories. Man, I wish I would have bought a Talica. It's such a better reel. Bottom line, it just is.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. So, Tom, we'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brian, calling us from Westminster. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Ricky, I wanted to ask, is Fisherman's Landing going to have pretty much all the same specials and everything that you guys had up in Long Beach?
I would say 90% yes. There are a few specials that are offered.
Like the $29 rod.
Exactly. There are a few specials that are offered by manufacturers that we always at Fisherman's Landing take a discount on our own, and sometimes they're backed up even more by a dealer of incentive. So there are some of those, but 90% the same. Same booth, same everything. Our booth's actually larger in Del Mar than it is in Long Beach. We have an addition of a really killer AFCO clothing section that we weren't able to have in Long Beach, so that's going to be exciting. It's a mix of...
And the new AFCO clothing is so amazing.
And it's a really cool mix. It's a mix of some very, very aggressively priced, you know, last year model, but still perfectly brand new, like crazy discounts on some board shorts and t-shirts, and a mix of the cool new AFCO stuff. A lot of that high performance stuff, clothing, all those Guy Harvey shirts. It's going to be a really cool addition to our booth. But yeah, I would say 90% of the specials all be the same, with maybe the exception of one or two.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great show as always. Good guests and all that. Hey, you know, I have a multi-day pass to Long Beach and don't have no pass to Del Mar, but I got to say, after all these years, I think Wednesday and Saturday were just jam-packed and busy and everything flying off the shelf. Just goes to show a good advertising and the kind of shtick that Bart has that draws people in, and they're not disappointed. So looking forward to Del Mar. Go down there at a slower pace and spend some money and buy the things I need that I couldn't get at Long Beach.
Gotta boy, Lou. All right. Yeah, and we won't have any of those Dodger hats in the booth in Del Mar.
Well, then I'm not coming down. Just kidding. I'll be there.
See you, Lou.
All right, Lou. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Kevin, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to ask what you recommend for fillet knives and knife sharpeners, because I got some nice fillet steaks that just kind of have that little bit of access rib cage left over. So just kind of wanted to like figure out what you think, what you would recommend.
Mike, you're kind of a knife guy.
I was just trying to think, you know, knife technology has changed just a little bit in the last couple of years, and I know most of the retailers at the show have knives. We do have an awesome knife sharpener at the Del Mar show, WorkSharp. And
really? And
that guy not only has a great product, but he'll sharpen any knife you bring to the show to show you how it works.
So is he selling this knife sharpener?
Yeah, he does. He sells this knife sharpener at the show, and he's been with us now for a couple of years. But it is really a very impressive.
Is it something you can have on the boat?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
or at home. I think it sharpens everything from pocket knives to fillet knives. So WorkSharp is the name. He's in the main exhibit hall, and I would go by and talk to him. As far as the blade itself goes, there are a number of really great knives on the market, and what I would do is come down and check out the larger retailers there at the show. Most of them have a selection of knives, and you can find out what they recommend, and you might even ask the WorkSharp guy.
I'll tell you another person that I would talk to would be the guys over at Fisherman's Processing. You know, you talk about somebody that cuts all the time, you know, get their opinion on brand and shape and things like that. I know that they use a lot of the Victorinox Forstner knife, but I mean, you're going to be able to talk to Sean or talk to Rosie and see what.
Hard
to
beat that Forstner knife.
Yeah.
Man, those things are just amazing.
I know that's certainly the knife that's most popular amongst the crews, at least the ones that run out of Fisherman's Landing, only because, you know, that's the one that the boys come up and get. You know, I've had this knife for 10 years and I finally wore it down. That's the knife that we sell the most often to crew members. But even with that, there's difference in the fish that you cut and, you know, the size of fish. And so, again, beauty of the Del Mar show, you could talk to people like that and say, hey, you know, what's best? This is what I do. What do you recommend?
Well, Tommy Gomes will be doing filleting, and he's very particular about his knives. And
Tommy's
he will have his opinion.
He'll be in the Sporting Chef
Cafe.
Yeah, every day he'll be doing some fish filleting.
All right.
It's really wonderful to watch him do that.
One of the things that I really like, my personal choice is the Forstner knife, and part of the reason for that is ease of sharpening. Mm-hmm. You know, there's two ways of looking at knives. One is which one's going to hold an edge the longest, but they tend to be a little more difficult to sharpen, or the ones that sharpen up real easy and they go dull easy. Well, I'd rather have one that's easy to sharpen, and if I have to sharpen it, you know, each time I use it, as long as the process is easy, that's the route I've always gone, and Forstners are easy to sharpen.
Yeah. I like an 8-inch curved blade Forstner because it'll cut a 12-inch rockfish just as easy as it'll cut a 100-pound tuna. It's a very versatile fillet knife.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Cliff in Lakewood, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Cliff, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Cliff?
Very good, Cliff.
Yeah, now that I went out hooping with Brandon, one man charters there, I'm wondering, is ProMark going to be there? Because I know some things that I need now.
You learned a lot from Brandon, didn't you? If you look at our website, hookup1090.com, feature photo of the week, this Cliff's smiling face with a handful of lobsters from fishing with Brandon over at Catalina, right?
Boy, he's amazing. He's really scientific about when he lays those things and puts them down. No wonder he's so successful and gets them all the time.
Yeah, he's good at what he does for sure, and congratulations on that nice
Brandon thing. Will be at the show, so will Jim Salazar the whole time, so you can get all the info you need on the whole lobster thing. And as a reminder, and I know this because I did it last night when I got to San Diego, it's time to turn in those lobster report cards.
Good call.
And I did mine online. I'm not much of a lobster guy, but I did go out this past year, and I was reminded by the fish and wildlife that it's time to send that in. I went online last night and got that whole thing dialed in just a real short amount of time. It was easy, and that's something you can do at the Fish and Wildlife website.
You can turn in the card?
What you do is you just fill in the data and online and hit send, and then you just retain it in case they need to see it for 60 days, I think they said.
I see.
But it's an easy way to mail it in. Or mail. You know, if you fished a lot and you got a lot of entries, probably mailing it in is easiest, but I didn't do that. I
wonder if you can give it to them at the show.
I wonder that, too, because we're going to have the director in a seminar on Saturday once again, right?
Yes, on Saturday at 2 p.m.
And it's 2 p.m. on the Cousin Stage?
No, this is at the Mammoth Lake Seminar Stage.
Which
is in the Bing Crosby Hall.
Okay.
And,
that's the big hall.
Yes, and you are the moderator.
Okay.
Yes, you moderate very well.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You keep them in line. You don't let them kind of get windy up there.
Yeah. and so that'll be 2 p.m. Mammoth Lakes.
Yep.
Mammoth Lakes show, and that's in the big hall, the last hall you come
to. No, it's in the Bing Crosby Hall. It's in the second one. You know, the big one is O'Brien, where all the boats are, and then you go through the canopy, and then you go in. It's where Fastlane is.
Okay,
right next to the
Hobie Kayak Seminar booth.
Yep, on the other side of Fastlane.
So same place it was last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one note on that lobster cart thing. Remember, too, that no longer do you need to turn it in just because it's the right thing to do, but there's also a $20 non-reporting fee that gets added on to your next year's license if you don't turn your lobster cart in.
All right.
So it's not only the right thing to do, but it's going to save you $20 by turning it in.
Indeed. All right. And you can ask a question of the director of what is the significance of that card and what it's done for the research. So they're going to have all the top guys on a panel, 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Yep.
Take advantage of this, because this is unprecedented of what the director of California Department of Fish and Wildlife has put together.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was very good in Long Beach, and I expect it to be the same here.
I have already have a bunch of questions.
I bet. Good.
So
I like your
I'm
questions,
ask,
too. I like
you know, because I ask.
That's why I like you being a moderator.
Why do you do this? Yeah. You know, don't be afraid. We don't want people to be... To piss them off, all right? Ask intelligent questions.
Poignant.
And pointed questions, because there's some stuff that it just isn't right. You know,
well, you know,
like, why are you doing it this way?
There's a reason why I asked you to be a moderator. It's a very good reason, because all of the questions submitted by the public are written down.
Right.
But Pete's aren't written down. So he does follow-up questions, and we're all thinking,
Anyway, that's going to be a good one there. Thanks a lot, Cliff. Congratulations on your haul at Catalina there.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to more. We're going to find out. We don't even going to find out. We already know every single person that got on the air this morning is getting educated with the Fred Hall Show, and all you guys that tried so hard but weren't able to make it, you're all going too. So lots more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming your way on the mic. 1090.
This spring and summer, Angler Management continues to offer the finest 4 and 6 pack operation and great value. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation. Aboard 2 fine boats, a 35-foot Cabo Yacht Sport Fisher for up to 6 anglers, or a 26-foot Scout for up to 4 anglers. Now you can catch everything from yellowtail to tuna aboard these magnificent boats. See Captain Bob and the gang at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, or check out the website at amsportfishing.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of Cousins Tackle and Rods. No one has a better selection of Cousins Tackle saltwater rods than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. It's 1,000 acres altogether, and the hotel's small. It's only a 34-room hotel. We don't aspire to be bigger. We just aspire to be better. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. We put in new split air conditioning in rooms 1 through 5. They're like an icebox inside. We did a complete new gymnasium. We've been adding boats and upgrading our boat fleet. We're constantly working on the grounds. I'm having my daughter down there. She's a gardener, so the grounds and everything is much better. From maintaining the rooms, putting in mirrors, putting in beds. I replaced every bed in the hotel. They're awesome beds. We have the best beds in all of Baja, not just the East Cape. People love the beds. You know, the bedding and the higher quality towels. Just trying to do it a little bit better. It's a special place. Come down and relax. RanchoLanero.com.
Be sure to stop by the Fastlane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. This is the spot to check out all the latest kayaks from Hobie, and even better, talk to the guys at Fastlane that know the product inside and out. This is also a great opportunity to sign up for Fishing Mission every Sunday in April and May. Take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. It's easy to sign up online at FastlaneSailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Better yet, stop by the Fastlane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show and see the new Hobie Mirage Drive kayak and get in on all the fun.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As we said, every single person that made on the air today is going to that awesome Del Mar Show. And how cool is that?
We're on hold. And, of course, the big show Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Give us the times and location.
It's 12 to 8 on Thursday, 12 to 8 on Friday. 10 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 6 on Sunday. Del Mar Fairgrounds off at Villa de la Valle. Come toward the ocean and come see us.
And there's so much stuff going on, right, Mike? Endless, endless.
Biggest show ever.
You will have a lot to do and see. Remember to support CCA and Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, Friends of Rollo. And see it all at fredhall.com, seminar schedule and all that. Thanks, guys. We'll see Thursday at the show. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mighty 1090. Next Saturday, Eddie Dalma and the gang from Palmas de Cortez will be in the studio with Rick and myself. And then next Sunday, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next. All the fish have been weighed. She could have bought a brand new range.